Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, and I want to remind you of our two police and military associations up here, and that we know after 24 years of working with our brothers and sisters in uniform that we represent thousands of police and military that truly love God and love liberty and are working to try to turn our nation back from the abyss of this totalitarian system that we're falling into today. So it's good to be back with you today, and I've just been praying today. I do pray during the mornings, during the afternoons, and during the evenings before I go to sleep. There's so much to pray about, folks. I hope that you do the same thing. And even sometimes during the day, I stop and pray that when things come to mind, because we're in a tremendous time in this nation. There's a great falling away of God's people like never before in the history of mankind. It's amazing what's going on. But then we find here and there today more and more people waking up than ever before to our duty, to our God, and to our country. And that always makes us feel good when we hear from our police and soldiers or somebody in the private sector that's doing what God told us to do, and that's getting involved to try to have dominion over this land and have control. God says to stay in control. He says stay in control of this land. He talked to us, his people, repeatedly about doing all we can to stand against his enemies and occupy until his return. So I'm happy to report to you today that we're finding more and more people that are doing just that all of a sudden. And this is very encouraging, and I'm sure God is smiling. He doesn't have a whole lot to smile about, but let me give you a great example of how God smiles. Sometimes it is not the parents as much as the children today that are standing up for what they know is right. Here's this information coming into our association here. High school student removed from class for expressing views on T-shirt. Rancho Cucamonga, California. A high school student wore a T-shirt that stated, "Tolerance is a virtue of believing in nothing, and truth is truth. Homosexuality is wrong." My goodness gracious. Praise the Lord. We'll be right back with more of the program after this break.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Kenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Kenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, supposed to be retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of the USA. And we're talking about standing up, speaking out, saying no to tyranny, saying no to ungodliness, saying no to immorality and unlawfulness. And my goodness gracious, I hear all the time of students in schools that seem to be standing up many times when their parents do not. What is going on? How can students do what is being done right now in Rancho Cucamonga, California? Very, very exciting. A high school student wore a T-shirt that stated, as I already said, on the front, it said, tolerance is a virtue of believing in nothing. And on the back, it says, truth is truth, homosexuality is wrong. Folks, this is what God meant about standing up and occupying until he returned. If we would all do these things in the face of immorality and unlawfulness, we certainly wouldn't be going in the toilet in this land today. Because God blesses us when our people stand up every single time. This A student with no history of discipline problems was removed from class and sent to the principal's office where she was told to change shirts or leave campus. Her parents called the Pacific Justice Institute, good old Brad Discus, a friend of mine. It is regrettable when parents have to choose which right their child is to be deprived of, free speech or public education, said Kevin Snyder, I guess it is, chief counsel for the Pacific Justice Institute. One of PJI's attorneys immediately called the school and faxed a letter that same day explaining how students have the First Amendment right to follow them when, which follows them when they step into a school campus. Ironically, the school asserted that the censorship was based on tolerance and diversity. Incredible. A school official explained that homosexuality will be defended, or homosexuals will be offended by a shirt that says homosexuality is a sin. One way tolerance is not tolerance, but tyranny, said Brad Discus, president of the Pacific Justice Institute. Intolerance of students with religious and moral convictions should have no place in public education. The Public Justice Institute informed school officials that the student will continue to wear that shirt and other shirts expressing her values and beliefs at her discretion. The school has since stopped harassing this student. Students who have been disciplined or otherwise been denied their rights to religious-based speech are encouraged to immediately contact the Pacific Justice Institute. PJI provides all of their legal assistance without charge. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, folks. See how easy it is to win when we stand. Get off our knees and stand for something. What's that old saying? If you won't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Well, we've fallen, and we can't get up in this country. It would seem that way. Praise the Lord. I mean, these are good signs, and they're happening all over the place, folks. We're thrilled here at our Police and Military Association because for 24 years we've been trying to get police and soldiers to stand, and we've been relatively successful with many, many of our cops and soldiers. But there are so many of them. The same with private citizens in this nation. It takes people standing up and giving others the courage, like this high school student. You want to believe now that because this happened, that other Christian students will start standing up for what is moral and what is righteous? They certainly will, because of one student. I've seen this repeatedly. I tell people, when you get one of our police and soldiers educated by giving them our police and military constitutional publications, and we get one of them to stand in a department, all of a sudden others begin to stand for what's right and say no to immorality and say no to unlawfulness. It seems it takes one person to do that. God called it being the salt and the light. So this is good news. It's always good news, folks, and I will remind you, this audience probably I don't need to, but anyway, I want to remind the listeners out there that may be new to this program that God never required the majority to stand up for what was righteousness and his laws and to stand up and try to occupy this land and the institutions again, before he'll take his hand of judgment off that nation and allow the people to succeed. Read your Bible. Read the stories in there of over and over again how it was the few who would come back to God and say, God, bless us. We're going to go forward in thy name and do thy will. And God cleared the way for them to succeed every single time. So in this nation, you know, we get so depressed, and I hear this all the time. Well, you know, we have some people standing up, that's right. We do have some people standing up and doing what's right and speaking out today, but it's not nearly enough. There's 280 million people in this nation, and we just have 2%, 5%, 3%, whatever it is, and we're just not going to make it. We're just not going to make it. Well, folks, read the Holy Scriptures and realize that in everything the Lord ever did in the history of mankind, He always worked with a small minority. Everything that was ever done in his name was done by the small minority in the world. Anything that ever succeeded in his name was done by the small minority. We have God coming down upon this nation today, crushing us under despotism because we deserve it. We have thrown God out. We've sat back singing Kumbaya, My Lord, Kumbaya, holding hands and swaying as we sing these wonderful Christian songs, as we let the devil come in and take over all the institutions. We've withdrawn, the vacuum's there, and guess who moves in? Totally against what God told us to do. So we have oppression coming upon us, tremendous oppression coming upon us, because God is bringing it on us. How many people will it take to impress God? How many people have to turn back to the Lord and wake up and go out and try to occupy again like we should have been doing all along before God will withdraw his hand of persecution and oppression off his people and allow us to succeed again? You don't know. I don't know. But we know one thing. Our Lord tells us we have to be on the field of battle. We must continue to be on the field of battle against his enemies. And more people are waking up. Hallelujah, folks. Hallelujah. 24 years I've been doing this, not getting much sleep. And when I was a cop, working long, long hours as a cop, I'd come home and I'd work long, long hours on printing a publication for police and military called Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Wouldn't get much sleep, didn't have much time to spend with my boys and my family. Because I saw that my kids, my boys, and my family were losing their freedoms in this land. And if we didn't do something, each of us do something, we were going to lose it. And my children would live in slavery and under despotism, as we see coming on the land today. Well, it's just exciting, folks, to see more and more people standing up today and knowing that God doesn't require the majority to take his hand off of this nation and allowing us to prosper once again and succeed and to do his will and bring him back into everything like this young student is doing. You know, she's showing exactly the side that we need to show of being the salt and light in society. This young student had the gall to wear that T-shirt knowing that she was going to be persecuted by the school. I know she knew it. And, of course, she was. But she won in the end. And so she will go forward now and cause others to stand up. What a great story. What a great story. Well, I want to share with you some thoughts of a man I've never met. I'd love to meet him one day. His name's Pastor Chuck Baldwin. He's talking about patriotism and how today it means for us to support big government and to support the president. Let me move over here to my other computer. I'll read you what, I think I still got it up here. Yeah, Theodore Roosevelt said, patriotism means to stand by the country. And we can say that that means the Constitution, folks. It does not mean to stand by the president or any public official, save exactly to the degree he himself stands by the country. Let's go to Chuck Baldwin here. Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Never met the man, but I sure like getting his reports when he puts them out. This one is, patriotism does not mean support of big government. A strange metamorphosis has taken place in America, especially among conservatives. From its original definition of love of country, especially love for the founding principles of the country, patriotism has morphed into a love for bigger and bigger government. We're going to talk about this morphing right after these important messages. By the way, folks, May 1st, I'll be on shortwave. Yes, sir, I was just informed by our brother John there at Republic Broadcasting Network, this great organization, that May 1st, I'll be on shortwave. I'm excited. Our police and military are excited, too. We'll be right back after these important messages.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills mold and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program here, and I'm talking about somebody I don't even know who the guy is, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, but for several years, our Police and Military Association has certainly appreciated him sending us his reports when he puts them out every once in a while. He's talking here about a subject that we need to discuss and discuss with everybody because he's right on target again. He says that a strange metamorphosis has taken place in America, especially among conservatives, and that is that we have began to love our patriotism. The belief and understanding of the word patriotism has morphed into a love of bigger and bigger government. Seems that most conservatives today, if anyone dares speak against any federal program or initiative, he or she is categorized as being unpatriotic or even ungodly. I'd say, as Alex Jones says, that you're probably out CIA-da. Okay. Government will say you're Al-Qaeda or LCIA-da. He's right on target there, folks. He's absolutely right. Many conservatives even equate a person's support or lack thereof for our president as being a major deterrent of his or her spirituality. And, folks, this comes from the teaching said, that was taught in the seminaries, the wrong teaching, the error teaching that we should obey everything evil government tells us to do because all government, even evil governments, of God, and we must obey. That's where this comes from, that our spirituality is connected with supporting government, regardless of how demonic it is. So he's right on target there, too. However, this over-infatuation with a president, any president, is diametrically opposed to the principles on which this country was built. In fact, America was established upon a deep and, until now, abiding distrust of governmental leaders. Right on target. That's right. This is true. If you read the Founding Fathers, you'll know, and here's one right here, Thomas Paine summarized the founding spirit when he said in 1791, it is the duty of the patriot to protect his country from the government. Can you imagine that, folks, if somebody saying that today, one of our great leaders, our elected things in the Congress or the Senate, saying something like that, the duty of the patriot is to protect his country from the government? This is the way they knew it truly was, that government was very, very dangerous. Our first president, George Washington, agreed. He said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it's force. Like fire, it's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. That was George Washington, the father of this nation. Man, oh man, oh man, now all of that has changed, says Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Today's conservatives define patriotism as nothing short, being nothing short of all-out unquestioned loyalty to George W. Bush. Regardless of how improper or unconstitutional, I will add immoral and unlawful and demonic his proposals and policies might be. Furthermore, I personally know scores of preachers who actually believe that anyone who dares so much as question President Bush is not only unpatriotic, but is also in danger of hellfire, going to hell. Oh, my goodness gracious, folks. Are we in trouble in the churches of America today? Chuck goes on and says their fanatical loyalty to Bush runs so deep that they are willing and even eager to break lifelong friendships with those who do not share their unquestioned support for this man. Yet many of George Bush's policies are potentially catastrophic. For example, every American citizen, especially conservatives, should be alarmed that Bush's willingness to dismantle constitutional safeguards of our liberties via police state-style provisions contained in the Patriot Act. They should be pressuring their members of Congress not only to take the Patriot Act off the law books, but also pressuring them to expunge the Stalin-style Department of Homeland Security and Nazi-like Office of National Intelligence Director. Yet, because George W. Bush is the chief promoter of these policies and agencies, they dare not lift so much as a whimper of protest. Hasn't he got it nailed, folks? He's nailing to the barn door. Furthermore, the American people, especially conservatives, should be doing everything in their power to resist Bush's amnesty for illegal aliens program. The potential for economic hardship and even terrorism due to Bush's amnesty proposals cannot be overstated. Yet once again, since Bush is behind it, conservatives will say nary a word against it. The fact is, the federal government has grown in both size and scope exponentially since George W. Bush became president. The federal government is now bigger than ever, more intrusive than ever, and more restrictive than ever, and there's no relief in sight. Tell it like it is, my friends. Tell it like it is. I'm going to see if I can give you a way to get a hold of this and hand this out to your friends. This here report needs to go out to everybody you know. I'm telling you what, Pastor Chuck Baldwin has put out a very important document here. Be back in just a couple of minutes, folks, and we'll finish this up.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH extra strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80. The lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Article here, because remember, you know, can you imagine Michael Peruca that ran on, wasn't the Constitution Party, I think it is, and his vice presidential candidate was Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Can you imagine if God had allowed us to win that election, what America would be like today? My goodness gracious, I'll tell you. And this can happen if we can impress God that we're willing to take back what we've lost. We're going to try to take back this nation, take back the institutions, and put God back in power and on the throne in America. These things can happen. And so listen carefully to the rest of this, folks, and I'll tell you, maybe I can tell you how to get a copy of this. I think I know a way you probably can. Print up these and get them out to your friends and relatives and to your preacher, too. You know, boy, these preachers need to be woken up. Conservatives need to familiarize themselves with the words of President Theodore Roosevelt when he said, "Patriotism means to stand by the country It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. He went on to say it is patriotic to support him insofar as he effectively serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent by which inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. Thank you, President Theodore Roosevelt. Furthermore, conservatives need to remember the words of President Ronald Reagan when he said, government is not the solution to the problem, government is the problem. No, Martha, historic patriotism does not include robotic support for a president or hypnotic support for big government. Instead, traditional patriotism means support for the fundamental principles upon which America was originally founded. Personal liberty, federalism, and self-government. Political leaders, regardless of party, who support and promote those principles deserve our support. Political leaders, regardless of party, who do not support and promote those principles deserve not our support. Now that's patriotism. Dr. Chuck Baldwin is the host of a lively, hard-hitting syndicated radio talk show on the Genesis Communication Network called Chuck Baldwin Live. I didn't know that. Well, very interesting. Okay, now let's look here. What can we do? Well, what'd you say? Okay. Yeah, I don't have a contact way here. I guess the best way to do, folks, is put this in your search engine, Pastor Chuck Baldwin. I'm getting this through another source, it looks like, here that was emailed to us. Pastor Chuck Baldwin, and I'll bet you anything, I'm sure that you'll come on to how you can contact him. Oh, wait a minute. Here it is down the bottom. Here it is here. www.chuckbaldwinlive.com. There it is right there. www.chuckbaldwinlive.com. That's how you get a hold of them. Okay. Very good. Print that out. Send it, forward it to everybody you know on your email list. Get copies and hand it out, especially to your preacher. Okay, our brother Alex Jones is on the line. Alex, how are you tonight?
Jack, as usual, I'm driving down the road, going to do my Wednesday night TV show, and I, calling in two nights in a row. I hope you'll forgive me, but you gave it out. I just heard you a few minutes ago go, how do you get this? It's Chuck Baldwin, live.com. I also, 3 days ago, every week he writes a great column. It's normally exposing Bush as a phony conservative, which is the greatest threat right now.
Yeah.
And we also had that posted, back on Monday at prisonplanet.com. But, yeah, he'll have his weekly column front and center, there when you, visit, his, website. And, he really tells it like it is. I mean, folks, Bush is appointing almost all of his new people aren't just pro-abortion. They are rabid abortionists. The new attorney general has said that, well, he argued in front of the Texas Supreme Court that even 12-year-olds shouldn't have to tell their parents, this was in 1999, when they have an abortion, and that parents should be arrested to try to stop children even as young as 12. I mean, that was in his argument. I've read it on air. I've covered it. I mean, this is out Clinton and Clinton. Clinton just said no parental consent after 14. Gonzalez is rapidly anti-gun and wants to put all gun owners in a database and start restricting for not even having criminal offenses. We've gone from a $1.8 trillion government under Clinton. Now, he's not defending Clinton, people. The point is Bush is a conservative, to a $2.6 trillion on budget. Another $500 billion off budget, so it's actually $3,100,000,000, so that's over a trillion bigger than Clinton, $1,300,000,000,000 bigger than Clinton. Just everything's being butchered. The country's being dismantled. Bush wants total blanket absolute amnesty. Pan-American unions, all of his Republican governors, I mean, everywhere, are pushing for giant toll roads on every major street. They're just foaming at the mouth. They're grabbing all this private property and just everything. Bill Clinton would have never gotten away with this. And I've met these people that I knew. It's almost like an evil spells over them. I know pro-lifers who've been arrested, spent 6 months in jail for protesting, and they'll confront me at the hall in the TV station and go, "You're going to hell. George Bush is of the Lord. He has Christ's spirit in him. He is a disciple." I mean, they almost think he's God, and they have a demonic spirit in them. I mean, folks, that's the only way to describe it. They have been given the great illusion, the great delusion.
I'll tell you, Brother Alex, can't you just see how easy it's going to be for the Antichrist when he comes on the scene? I mean, Bush is not this charismatic leader that the Antichrist is going to be. And we can see right now how the Christians are just going to swoon at the feet of the Antichrist.
Oh, listen, exactly. The Bible says he's going to say he's Christ. He's going to do miracles. And they're going to, I mean, this is what I see shaping up. Antichrist shows up 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever. And he's going to say that these are the false Christians. We've got to cut their heads off. They're terrorists. And these people are going to line up and just scream.
Yes, yes. This is a perfect example of how easy it's going to be for the Antichrist, folks, what Alex is saying right here. I can't think of a single person that Bush in his second term here has appointed that's not absolutely diabolical evil. Can you think of anybody?
Chertoff, Bolton, Gonzalez, just all of, now to the World Bank, Wolfowitz. I mean, all of these people are just pure evil, and they're just the puppets of the New World Order. Well, Jack, I'll let others get in, but I just thought I'd call in and tell you the website.
Hey, thank you so much, brother. Appreciate that, Alex. Yes,
God bless
folks,
you.
I pray you will go to Alex's websites. I'll tell you what, our police and military association here use his websites all the time. Matter of fact, I just signed up for I can't even think of the name of it now. The one that you pay $5 a month for. What's the name of that, Paul? Do you know what that is? Just slipped my mind right now. We're trying to think of what it is. I shouldn't have let Alex go. I'll think of it in a few minutes here and give him the plug on that. Oh, PrisonPlanet.tv. Yeah, PrisonPlanet.tv, isn't it? I think that's it, yeah. And I'll tell you what, folks, we get, he keeps that updated with information from all over the world with his good webmasters. And so it's a great source, and Alex is on top of things all the time. So I want to give him that plug. But, folks, I want you to think about this now, that the Antichrist is alive today. I personally believe that. I believe the Antichrist is alive today. And he's waiting in the wings here, and it's a perfect example of how mesmerized our fellow Christians are by this Luciferian George Bush. I mean, he's an absolute Luciferian, and his whole family has been of that cut all the way back to Samuel Bush. That's the grandfather the father of Prescott Bush, who's the grandfather of George H.W. Bush, and the great-grandfather of, the great-great-grandfather of George W. Bush, okay, I think I've got that right. And they've all been into this global government conspiracy, the League of Nations first, supporting Hitler, financing Hitler, been into fascism for all their lives, anything that's totalitarianism, they've been into the drug business. I mean, absolutely Luciferians. So we here at our police and military association can see how easy it is for the Christians to accept the Antichrist, because George W. Bush is not smooth and charismatic. He's cast some kind of an evil spell over the people, and of course that's Lucifer doing that, especially the Christians in our nation today. It's got to be that, because this man is not charismatic, and the Antichrist will be. He's going to be just the most sweet and wonderful person on the outside for you to see and to love and to swoon at his feet. The Antichrist is going to be that way. And George W. Bush is a perfect example of how we're being tricked and mesmerized into supporting somebody that is a Luciferian. So it's really scary stuff, folks. It's really scary stuff. Anyway, let's open the phone lines up for a few minutes here. I was going to do it earlier, but we got Alex in, and that was great what he said, because we've got to expose the fact that this leader is a supporter of this world Antichrist system. He's a promoter of it, and everything he does and his family does. Okay, the number to call in if you'd like to call in tonight is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's see. We've got a lot of information here, folks, a lot of information. The Jerusalem Post, we're very concerned here at our Police and Military Association about the backlash against Jews in this nation. It is coming, folks, and it's very scary. The backlash against Jews in Israel, the true Torah Jews, the good Jews, are being ostracized all over the world today. All Jews are being ostracized, and a backlash is coming that is very dangerous for the Jewish people. We feel our brothers and sisters here who are Jewish police officers and soldiers, who are proud American patriots who love God and love freedom, that we work with, I'll tell you what, they're very concerned because there are a group of people in this world who call themselves Jews and are not Jews that are causing all kinds of chaos and evil. They're working with the Antichrist, international crime families like the Bush crime families and the head of the British crime organizations, Tony Blair, and John Howard down in Australia, mates, the crime families down there that are running Australia, New Zealand, and all across the world, these very evil men who call themselves Jews and are not Jews, who at one time, as I've said many times, back in the 7th century, 8th century, their forefathers accepted Judaism. They were Gentiles in Eastern Europe. And they've years and years ago, they dropped the Jewish religion, and so they can't be called Jews today. They're not Jews today, but they're Gentiles that are very, very evil. They go by different names, but we, through our police and military here that, of Jewish extraction, have given us many good books to read on the subject. And one of the best ones I have right here on my desk, Arthur Kessler's The 13th Tribe, calls them Khazars. The Khazar Empire in Eastern Europe. Well, these people are obviously working with the other international crime families, are causing all kinds of persecution on true good Jews out there. And it happened again down in New Zealand. A Labor Party member of parliament, John Tamer, here was interviewed last Sunday. And he made this crack, which is understandable. He says, "I'm sick and tired of hearing how many Jews got gassed." Well, this is just another example, folks, a small little example of how persecution is coming down on all the Jewish people. And I say in Israel, I have learned, and we have studied this, and we receive publications from Israel here at our Police and Military Association. We receive good books and magazines from our police and soldiers who are Jews. About 50% or so of the Jewish people in Israel do not support the evil Zionists there that are trying to help. They are part of this international crime family that's trying to set up this Antichrist world government system. So here we have a member of parliament down there in New Zealand who made this crack, and the Simon Wiesenthal Center is upset with him. Well, the Simon Wiesenthal Center is run by these Khazar Gentiles that call themselves Jews, and they're jumping all over him for making this crack. Well, We're serious about this, folks. We have to expose those Jews that are not Jews and take the heat off our brothers and sisters of the Jewish faith and Jewish background. I don't want to say race, because there is no such thing as a Jewish race. The Jews will tell you that. They're from the family of Judah, and they had 11 brothers and sisters, or I think it was brothers at that time, 12 brothers. And so if the house of Judah, one of the 12 brothers, was their own race, then we'd have 11 more races out there, right? So I can't say the Jewish race, but the Jewish people, the true Torah Jews that believe in the Torah and love the Lord, they're taking a lot of persecution, and we need to expose this, that they're not the ones doing it. We have an article in Aid and Abet Police Newsletter that's coming out that says it's not the Jews, stupid. Be right back in a minute. We have somebody on the phone line. We'll go to that call right when we come back.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aaronizer. The Aaronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aaronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
I can't believe it.
It's amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good. And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good.
Back hot here because we've got somebody on the line, but just in closing here, my statement about somebody wants to destroy the good Jews, and over there in Israel too, we're very concerned that this program of the internationalists to poke the thumb in the eye of all the Arabs is to try to get them to bomb Israel and destroy so much of that nation so they can start World War III. Theodore Herzl, the founder of modern Zionism, stated in his diary something very, very evil. Zionists have been evil since the very beginning, and Theodore Herzl was the founder, a Jewish man. He says here, it is essential that the suffering of the Jews become worse. This will assist in realizing the realization of our plans, which was to establish the nation of Israel under these Gentiles calling themselves Jews, folks. That's what it was. He says, I've got an idea, an excellent idea, he said. I shall induce anti-Semites to liquidate Jewish wealth. The anti-Semites will assist us thereby in that they will strengthen the persecution and oppression of Jews. The anti-Semites shall be our best friends. This is from his diary, part 1, page 16. Folks, we've got to pray for our good Jews out there in this nation who serve their nation well as police and military and private sector people and also in Israel. Let's go right now to Chris in Texas. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hello, Officer Jack. Great to talk to you. God bless you. I think you're a patriot and a great human being.
Well, thank you so much, Chris.
I heard you talking about the Antichrist. Have you had a chance to see Bob McNamara, a video about him called The Fog of War, released about a year or two ago?
No, I sure have not.
Your listeners need to get this and watch it. Bob McNamara basically spills the beans on everything about Vietnam. It was a lie, basically, and the same thing's happened today with George Bush.
Sure.
But there's footage in there, and I don't know. They show a picture of footage of him and McNamara when they're in Europe, and they're looking at some poops, and it looks like right out of a horror movie. LBJ looks like a demon, the way he's walking, his eyebrows, his, that's why I believe he had the spirit of the Antichrist in him at one time. And I believe he died, he's dead, and the Antichrist is now in his 30s. I just wanted to touch on it. I really do believe that the Antichrist is here, alive. He might not know he's the Antichrist yet, but I do believe that he is here and alive and well right now.
I believe that, brother, and I'll tell you what, George Bush is setting the scene for him.
Yes, sir.
He's got Christians bowing at his feet, and he is so diabolically evil. To watch that just tears your heart out, because I never could imagine that true Christians would be swooning at the feet of a man so evil that he's a good shoe-in or a good introduction for the Antichrist. Yes.
Yes, I totally agree with you, but Fog of War, everybody must watch it. Every American, every human being on this planet must watch that.
Okay, say it again. Fog?
The Fog of War.
Of War. Okay,
yes.
How can we get a hold of that?
It's a DVD. It's out. If you go to your local university, or it's under your history or biography section.
Okay.
It's about Bob.
Who's the person that put it together?
I don't know the director's name, but it's about Robert McNamara. He's 85 now, and
okay.
I believe he's a smart old fool that has a conscience, and that's why he's spilling the beans right now,
okay.
I think. So, God,
well, thank you,
I love
Chris.
The show, and you take care. God bless you, and everybody, please, we just got to pray and love one another. That's the only
Amen,
way to have it.
Okay.
Amen.
Lord bless you, Chris. Thanks so much. Folks, that's it for tonight. Good to be with you tonight. A lot of things we didn't get to go over, but we'll do that another night. Lord bless all of you out there, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good evening.
Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBNLive.com.